As the COVID-19 pandemic worsens and gatherings of 10 or more people are prohibited here in Maryland, some workforces are relying on video conferencing to get things done. That includes the Baltimore City Council. As WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports, the council held its very first virtual meeting last night.
That meeting was the first in over a month. Last night, City Council President Brandon Scott virtually welcomed the legislators back. The council members cast votes and made arguments in their own homes. And it went smoothly, save for a few moments of technical difficulties, like when voting on one agenda item.
Councilwoman McCrae.
Yes.
Councilman Dorsey.
Yes.
Councilman Henry.
Yes.
Councilman Henry.
I said yes.
Or when Council Vice President Sharon Middleton wrapped up the meeting.
And just keep in mind that we are all in this together and we will definitely get through it. Thank you. I'm done. Hello?
The pandemic dominated the rest of the meeting. Council President Scott introduced a bill to mandate the City Health Department reports patients' races and zip codes, data that has not been publicly available from the state.
Understanding how it's going to impact our poor Black neighborhoods, our poor Hispanic neighborhoods, certain zip codes in the city.
Scott's bill echoes a letter written by Delegate Nick Mosby, signed by more than 80 state legislators, asking Maryland to make that demographics data public. Some cities already have, including D.C., where Black residents are disproportionately represented among people who have died from COVID-19. Again, here's Scott.
It is irresponsible for any government entity to not understand how this is going to impact its residents of all kind of data, especially in Baltimore, a city where we are now telling everyone that equity and racial equity is the law of the land.
That bill will now head to the Health Committee to wind its way through the legislative process. I'm Emily Sullivan, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.